was at the opening of new works by one of our local oil painters at the South End Fine Art Gallery and Espresso Shop. As always, it's a guaranteed large crowd, mostly us artists and a few of our friends and, well, occasionally a patron or two. Regina, the gallery owner and latte barista, always provides liberal wine pours and enough hors d'oeuvres to hold back rickets among the starving artists another week or so. I was admiring a fine piece titled, tantalizingly enough, Sailboat at Sunset, number 56. One of a series I'm guessing of at least 56 or more, when a couple jostled me out of the way for a better view. I didn't really mind moving on. After all, there were plenty more similar offerings, but the gentleman of the pair had caused me to spill my Merlot onto the sleeve of my last presentable Goodwill shirt, then gave me a cursory excuse me that sounded vaguely like sue me, before steering his companion and her jangling earrings into the appropriate viewing angle. A moment later they were discussing perspective and complementary colorations, the expressively bold brushstrokes of the sails, the minimalist way the artist had captured the shimmer of the sea, and, of course, the price, anything but minimalist. "I may not know art," my jostler said, sipping daintily on a white wine from his plastic glass, "but I know what I like." He was quite pleased at this knowledge, no doubt gained with considerable effort. His companion wagged an earlobe with a wind chime banging to life, evidently in total agreement with both of us on this aesthetic declaration. I guess I was still miffed about the impromptu dye job on my best shirt, or maybe it's just a character flaw deeper than any fabric stain. But I smiled winningly and said out of the cerulean blue, "I don't know much about biochemistry, but I sure know a good clone when I see one." This caused some raised eyebrows, a rolling of the eyes, and the beginning of distant alarm bells that would soon drown out the jangling jewelry. "For good measure," I added, "I don't know much about history either, but hey, I love a good war. I know what I like." So, okay. I cost Regina a commission, and I should feel bad about that. Probably cost the artist a sale, and I should feel worse about that. But I don't. I do happen to know something about art, and I know what I don't like. I guess it's okay to buy what you do. I just don't think we should be proud of our ignorance. Then again, what the hell do I know?